All right, on our phone lines right now, the Buyer's Barricade Ticket Hotline is our next guest, and he is having quite a month. In fact, he can't stop scoring, both for FC Dallas and for the United States of America. He is the one and only Ricardo Pepi. Ricardo, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Now, let me tell the folks that you, and I know you get introduced this way all the time, you're 18 years old. And when you're 18 and you're doing awesome things, people introduce you as 18-year-old Ricardo Pepi. I hope you don't mind, but that is a point of great curiosity because none of us did anything important when we were 18.
No, yeah, I get that a lot. But, you know, I mean, they introduce me like that, or they usually use the hype train. So I'm really used to both of them.
The Pepi hype train. Well, I don't know if it's hype anymore, man. It's a real train because 1 week ago tonight, you were in San Pedro Sula, and you know, there's a lot of things happen in a soccer career, but is that does that take the gold medal stand for now? Is that the number one moment of your career to this point? It has to be, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's one of the, you know, biggest moments in my soccer career, like you said. But, you know, it's also an honor to be able to represent the U.S. So, you know, it was great out there.
You know, you signed with FC Dallas when you were a wee lad of 13 years old. And I'm wondering what that experience was like and what the goals were ultimately for you and your family. Like, where was your head as a seventh grader when that all happened?
Yeah, no, my head was, you know, just at 13 years old, that's when I first moved to the academy. I signed my first contract when I was 15. And, you know, when I was young, my goal was always to be, you know, a professional soccer player, but I never thought I'd be where I am now. You know, it was just crazy, but, you know, for sure, being a professional athlete was one of my major goals.
So when you signed a contract like that, what level are you at as far as when you're playing whatever league, whatever club you're with before that? How much are you dominating? I always wonder this with kids that have this type of skill and that are obviously as blessed as you are. Where were you at 12 and how much were you just kicking ass?
Yeah, no, at 12, I mean, I feel like, you know, I was really just, I wouldn't say above everyone, but I was for sure one of the, you know, talents when I was young. You know, I was 13 years old and I remember my first tournament with the academy. I went on and scored 11 goals in 5 games. So, you know, it was just crazy. I wasn't really expecting it to be like that, but, you know, it was like that.
All right, this is Ricardo Pepi. You were born in El Paso. And if I understand your family situation, are you first generation American or second? How does your family breakdown work? Because I know your family originally from Mexico.
Yeah, so, you know, both of my parents are Mexican.
Okay.
My dad was born in El Paso, actually, and when he was born, you know, my grandparents moved back to Mexico to live over there for like 5-6 years. So, you know, and my mom was born in Mexico. But, yeah, no, my parents, I'm not first generation. My dad is American.
Okay.
And, yeah, my mom was born in Mexico.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to figure that out. And then was your family, was the Mexican side of your family like living in Juarez or further into the country?
Yeah, no. Both the Mexican side of my family is living in Juarez. So,
okay.
You know, every day we would go and just visit them.
Okay, and so when you joined the FC Dallas Academy, you had to leave home at a very young age. And did you what do they call that? The family situation, did you have to move in with a family you didn't know?
Yeah. When I first moved, yes, I was with a host family that, you know, they were not nice enough to take me, you know, when I had to move down, but it was very hard because my family, you know, they knew I had to make the sacrifice of just moving at 13 years old, and it was hard for them, it was hard for me, but at the end of the day, it paid off.
Did your mom and dad eventually move here, or are they still in El Paso?
Yeah, no, a year later after I was, you know, by myself for a whole year, they decided to move down to Dallas because they couldn't do it no more, where, you know, my family was split up a little bit because my dad was, you know, working over here too, so they were definitely planning on moving over here.
Okay, so we're only talking a week. A week ago was when Ricardo Pepi was selected to represent the U.S. national team. And I know that you certainly enjoy both Mexico and the United States, and I know both national teams were very interested in having you as part of representing their nations for your entire career, because it's usually the case that once you declare and earn a cap for one side, you're pretty much locked in. What went into that decision for you, and were there pressures from both sides, even inside the family, on who you would play for?
Yeah, no, there was definitely pressure from you know, the U.S. and the Mexican Federation, but there wasn't really pressure from my family. You know, my parents were both like, wherever you go, you know, we support you. We're not really going to make you pick a side. So, you know, wherever you go, you make the best decision for you, and we will support you. But, you know, another factor that led into the decision was the opportunity that had presented itself. It was a World Cup qualifier, and I feel like, you know, that was a great opportunity for me to be able to take advantage of.
Man, and such a tough spot for you. You know, I'm sure you're used to it now, Ricardo, because heck, you're one of the leading goal scorers in Major League Soccer, but this the international World Cup qualifiers, that's a different ball game altogether. The environments are crazy. I bet you playing in San Pedro Sula was an environment that was unlike anything you've ever been a part of, was it not?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've always told my agent, I always told my dad that, you know, this atmosphere in, when it comes to like World Cup qualifiers or just any like national team game, they're very different. They're very different because it's just people wanting to, you know, wanting their country to win, basically.
You know, I don't know what the ultimate goal is. I'm sure the ultimate goal is to play at the very top level in whatever division league that may be. But you know, you're 18 and you're climbing still. But do you have aspirations? Do you let yourself dream big like that? That, you know, at some point, I could be in Europe or, you know, South America or wherever it may be that would lead you to one of these top leagues?
Yeah, the dream has always, you know, been clear to always, you know, wanting to move to Europe. But I feel like at this moment, I'm doing well with FC Dallas, and we have very important games that we have to take care of soon. So right now, my head just in FC Dallas in the next few games that we have to be able to make it a playoff.
Yeah, that FC Dallas Academy has definitely produced a lot of fine players, and some of them are applying their craft in Europe now. And so you're getting great experience, and you're also scoring a ton of goals. And it just feels like nothing's too big for you. That's what I keep coming back to as I watch you play. That night in Austin a couple weeks ago, it's like no problem for this guy. And then he puts on the U.S. shirt. That goal you score, I mean, I get the impression that you have great self-confidence. Do you feel like that's the case?
Yeah, the confidence is always there. The confidence is always there, but I feel like, you know, not just the confidence, I feel like I've always prepared myself and worked hard for these moments that when the opportunity does present itself, I'm ready to take advantage of it. But, you know, I feel like it's just staying ready and expecting that opportunity. It's what scared me most of the time.
This is Ricardo Pepi, 18 years old, from El Paso, been representing FC Dallas since he signed a contract at 15, and now is one of the top goal scorers in Major League Soccer and scored the game-winning goal against Honduras 1 week ago tonight. Late in the match, it was a very frustrating match for a good portion of it, and then you guys just hit the gas, and your goal ignited the whole thing. Would you mind describing that moment? Because I was yelling in my living room, but I assume not everybody was watching. How would you describe that moment in time?
Yeah, no, it was a game where, you know, I feel like the team needed the 3 points. I feel like we needed the 3 points. It was very important for us to be able to climb up the table. So, you know, in that moment, I just saw the ball played out wide. I saw that they were going to cross it in. And, you know, I just slipped it off the ground before the Honduras defenders, and I just headed it into the goal. But, you know, it was a moment where it was very special for me because, you know, it was my first goal, you know, in my debut for the national team. So it felt amazing, honestly.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, to hit a header from that far out into that precise spot, have you ever hit a header just so perfectly like that?
No, honestly, no, I haven't.
That had to feel pretty good, man. That has to run through your head periodically, like, holy cow, that one was sweet.
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel like, you know, header goals are always going to be nice in a way. I feel like, you know, for me, scoring a header goal is always special. You know, I feel like it's most of the time it has to be a good goal. So, you know, just made putting in a header was amazing.
So at 18, are you like, there's no need for it anymore. You know where you're going. You know where your career's headed, and you're very, very talented. Do you still have to deal with school?
Yeah, for sure. It's one of the major things that my dad asked me when I first signed a contract. We had this conversation where, you know, I needed to finish school no matter what the situation was. He was like, I don't care if you finish it at, you know, 30 years old or at 21 or whatever, whenever you need to finish it, but you're going to finish school. And he was like, if you're going to sign this contract, then you need to make sure you finish school. And that's a promise.
Are you?
Like, yeah, I promise.
Are you almost done? Like, are you going to finish at 18? Or are you going to wait till you're 30? Or what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna finish it as soon as possible. Right now, I just got into my first year of college, so I'm gonna just, you know, doing the basics now. But I'm just trying to manage it with soccer and just not let it overload and, you know, stress me out. So everything's just kind of at my own pace. But yeah, for sure, finishing as soon as possible.
Wait a minute, dude. Wait. I thought that when you said you needed to finish, and he said he wanted you to finish, that it was high school. You're in college right now. You got to finish college.
Yeah, I'm already in college. I finished high school. I graduated this year, actually. So, you know, I just gone on and just wanting to, you know, start college and just get ahead of myself a little bit.
Man, good for you.
Yeah, that's
a solid kid.
Once again, you're better than us at something else.
Yeah.
So the list keeps going. It's Ricardo Pepi for another minute or two. So you're 18. You're scoring goals. You can't stop scoring goals. You're compared to a train. You may even be one. So what sort of things do you do to relax? Are you a video game fella? What do you do?
Yeah, no, for sure. I play a lot of video games when I do have the time, or sometimes, you know, I like to just stay at home, do some schoolwork, or just even watch some Netflix. But most of the time I like to just, you know, spend time with my family, because I know I'm a very like, you know, family guy. So, you know, I just like spending time with my mom, with my siblings. So I think that's very important for me.
Do you have siblings in the academy?
I don't actually. I have two siblings, but they both play soccer, but they're not in the academy.
Okay. All right. You got a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Good for you. You stay away from that in the meantime. You just keep focus on your soccer.
What's the go-to on Netflix right now?
Right now I'm watching All-American is what I'm, you know, mostly excited about, but there is also some good shows like Outer Banks. I don't know if you guys know about E5.
I
didn't watch it, but
my daughter watches Outer Bank, so and she's actually about your age, so I will at least say I've heard of it. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's better.
All right, well, listen, you're a heck of a lot of fun to watch, and we now find out you're fun to talk to. So, Ricardo, keep doing what you're doing, and we'd love to check back in with you at some point.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Way to go, man.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
That is Ricardo Pepi of the United States men's national team. He made his debut. He scored a goal. He scored the winning goal. He had an assist. It was a pretty good Wednesday. And then he backs it up with this Wednesday.